Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's that time again for Successipes. We've got your recipe for success in business and living, and I'm your host, Lori Wilk, and we are live here in South Florida. I have to tell you, it's absolutely amazing. It's gorgeous. Wish you all were here. But one of the most exciting things that we have happening here is not only sunshine in our state, we have entrepreneurship. Our program tonight, I want you to help me welcome Dr. Lehman, and we're going to be talking about the hottest, latest business opportunity. So welcome to the show, Dr. Lehman.
Thank you, Lori. I appreciate you having me.
Well, this is great. Share with our audience a little bit about what you've come across, because I understand your life is very exciting now with enjoying wine, enjoying people, getting social, and making money. So I understand the business we're going to talk about is called Direct Sellers. Tell us about it.
Lori, I am having so much fun with this. You know, people have told me that once you find your niche, it's easy, and that's exactly what this feels like. I enjoy drinking wine, and I was introduced to this company by another friend, and it couldn't be easier. All you really have to do is drink wine, share it with your friends, and make money doing it. It's as easy as that.
Well, that's pretty amazing. You are a businesswoman, entrepreneur, professional, and busy. You know, really, really busy. And for you to be able to say, I'm adding things into my life, you know, this has got to be pretty special. What was the turning point that made you say, okay, I'm gonna add this, and how that came about?
Well, I think it's because we all need a little extra money. I mean, who doesn't? I mean, we could all say, yeah, I'm making just enough, but what if we wanted to go on that special vacation, or we just wanted to buy something special for someone, like for Valentine's Day or something? And I entertained the idea, but anything that I came across was just too difficult or too time-consuming. But this wasn't. I mean, I took a look at what I do when I get home after work, and I sit back, I try to put my feet up, and I have a glass of wine. And so that's exactly what I'm doing, and yet I can make money doing that by inviting a few friends over to my house to have a glass of wine with me, or by hosting other wine tastings at other places and make money. I mean, so I'm really not doing anything extra. I'm just telling people about what I'm doing when I'm relaxing. How's that?
I think that's pretty amazing. So you just tapped into your existing current lifestyle and made the decision to share your lifestyle with other people. And in sharing it with other people, there is a benefit because you're, A, enjoying yourself, B, you're also helping other people see that there's opportunities out there, and you're letting them experience good things. So I think we probably need more good things in life. We all need more good things in life. We got enough. I guess we have enough things that send us in the direction of wanting to drink the wine, right? I mean, sometimes it's the, you know, that sometimes it's the life stresses, or sometimes it's just the total pure, you know, enjoyment. But I think having more good things in life is beautiful, and you know, it's nice that the beautiful turns into a business opportunity.
And I think especially for women, because we like to congregate together, we like to talk about the things that we do, and we commiserate with one another, and we help each other feel good about ourselves. So I think it's a natural transition for women, you know, just, oh, why don't we have a little glass of wine while we're talking? And it's kind of an excuse, you know, really, that we can get together, get social, get wine, and get paid.
I'm wondering if it would be great for the people that are single trying to also look for new interesting pathways, even just beyond, okay, let's talk about the women, but also, you know, single people to meet more people, that barrier or the, you know, the walls come down a little bit with, you know, with the wine, that kind of makes it interesting conversation and also business. So I think that's a possibility. Go ahead.
I think you're right on there, because we often, if we're single and we want to meet others, we'll select going to a bar or to a restaurant, and, you know, we all have to drink responsibly, but let's face it, with a glass of wine, we do relax a little bit, and we can enjoy ourselves while we're meeting new people.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's a different twist, I admit. Now, Direct Sellers is the overall name of the business, and it's not with an S, it's with a C, as in wine
That's
sellers, C-E-L-L-A-R-S. And, of course, we have an idea what kind of wine you like, being red wine doc. I'm gonna kind of guess it's something in the red category.
You're absolutely
I'm guessing. I might not be right, but I'm guessing in the red category. Now, tell me a little bit though about direct. I'm saying the name of the company wrong. Direct sellers. Tell me a little bit about that, the actual company, and what made you select this particular company. Really, like kind of how it works a little bit, because we probably have 8 or 9 minutes to go over it.
Okay. Well, I was attracted to the company from day one because it was a group of young 30-somethings who were talking about it, and they were sitting around as friends, and they told me about the founder of the company, David DeStefano. And the thing that's neat about him is he said, you know, I can build companies by doing the usual things, by buying billboards and buying advertisements. He says, but I don't want to do that. I want to build a company by sharing the opportunity with friends and family, because that's what it's all about. And so I'm basically living what I'm trying to promote. So I really like that idea. And the second goal was to taste wine from all over the world. Well, I like that idea too, because, you know, we all go to the store and we buy the same things that we've been buying over and over again. And here's an opportunity for me to try something different. And I really liked the third idea. It was to get your wine for free. And the fourth idea was to have fun. Now, who wouldn't be attracted to a company like that? I mean, free wine and having fun? Yeah, I think I'm in.
And I think you're going to have a lot of people following up and signing up behind you. And for those people just tuning in, we are talking about Direct Sellers, C-E-L-L-A-R-S, .com/ Red Wine Doc is bringing us this conversation and content tonight about really business opportunity where you have the opportunity to drink wine, share wine, get social, and then ultimately, you know, get paid for what you're doing. And we've been so far talking about the idea of it's a great tool for the women. It's a wonderful opportunity even in the single mix for you to meet people. And, you know, it's great for couples who are looking for where can we connect together. You know, we may be working in our own separate businesses or our own separate professions, and then when we come together after our working time or hours to have another thing that brings us together that's also a business opportunity, again, that's a night. It could be good for the couples. It could be good for, it might even be family that make a decision of like, oh, we want this as our own little family business. You know, we get together and gather anyway and get social and, you know, and have, you know, maybe, you know, our wine. But what if that we could introduce it to other people that we know as a family and be able to do that? So I think that the number of pathways, it could also be, you know, the trade shows and events that you are at that, you know, open the pathway to dealing with people. But it doesn't really matter so much the pathway. It matters the fact that it's a new pathway to something better or enjoyable or positive within your life that you could start and not have to have, you know, even if you put monies into a business, it would not, I'm sure, without discussing even the amounts, it's not going to be like somebody that has to go and open up a complete store and lay out thousands and hundreds and thousands of dollars or buy a franchise where they've got such a tremendous outlay of capital that they and then they have to have employees to work it, and they got to worry about how they're going to get their money back and how they're going to run the business. This is really kind of the no-brainer pathway plan that's been figured out for you that you're able to step into for a low type of a dollar, you know, we'll call it investment, and have literally be a business owner. And there's benefits of being a business owner. Hey, we're in tax season now too, right? You know, there's benefits of owning a business, you know, I haven't even heard that in your list of, you said you're sharing the wine and you're getting social and you're getting your wine free, but depending on how you also work things, there could be an additional tax benefit of having this as number 5 or 6. On the list.
I haven't thought of that. That's right. That's great.
Another one. We have another benefit. And you also are doing the online commerce and getting social. So let me get clear. You, in this type of a business, you have a website, and through your social activities can then connect you with you in social media. They can connect with you in as we're working on, you know, being out there more. And through the online, they can literally get to you, and they could either order the wine from the business, right? So you would make money when people order wine. Or they could decide they want to be in the business, and then you would make money for you because they joined the business. Is that accurate?
Absolutely. And I just wanted to comment with what you said about the investment into the business. My total investment was $499. That's all it took to get involved in this business. And I do not store wine in my house. It is completely and directly shipped to the person who's buying the wine at their house. So I'm not in that business either of shipping. And so it works out really well. That's another reason why I could flip it into my current lifestyle. It just fits really well because it is e-commerce. You know, and if you don't like the wine, you simply send it back and you get another bottle that you like, or you get a refund. I mean, there's really not too much to lose, which is another easy point when you're taking on another business.
Right, because who has time to, like, in many of the businesses, if you're starting a business, you'd have to first create the website and come up with all the different plans for that. You didn't have to come up with much to figure it out, you know, so it was a pretty easy access for you to provide the information you wanted to have people to get to you, but you didn't need complicated programming and time-intensive website building. So it was an easy entry in terms of the web. You're on an online business, which means that literally you can tap into the, billions of people who are mobile, doing business through either their phone or their tablet or their computer, but they're connected online.
Correct. That's right.
And so you can do business with any of them. And what's nice about the online, though, besides even the ease of them getting to you, it's what I would call that multiplier factor of people who find out about the business, become customers, or ultimately become, you know, people that want to be business owners and get in themselves. Through these same online and social platforms, the business can multiply without even ever having to see anybody. Because wasn't it like, you know, really, it used to be not that many moons ago that if you wanted to do business, you did it one person at a time, one customer at a time, and then it had to be referral and word of mouth, one person at a time. But you didn't have that multiplying factor of growing a business. You know, that's really now possible in today's world of being digital and global and social. So you picked a business that not only has a product that you like, being wine, that offers you a variety of wines to experience each and every month, that gives you an opportunity to do business and tell other people around the U.S. and world about what you are doing, and opens up the opportunity for them to get involved, but you do not have to specifically see everybody, you know, one person at a time. So if you just tuned in, we have been talking about the opportunity to enjoy wine, enjoy life, and to make money. And my guest today has been Dr. Lehman. We have been talking about the business that she's in, Direct Sellers, CELLARS.com/redwinedoc. And unfortunately, we are at the end of the show, which I hate. Any last messages for our audience before we say goodbye?
Oh, just if you don't like wine, just share it with others. If you don't have to know a lot about wine, and you don't even have to like it to enjoy the business. So again, thank you, Lori, for having me. And I love talking about something that I love to do.
And until we get together again, everyone, be successful, be safe, and we'll catch you soon here again on Successipes. Goodbye for now. Thank you.
Bye-bye.